Hey guys, this is Ashe Tuamadu from 13 Degrees of Gold. I wanted to let you guys know you can all help support the Unconditional Love Movement by purchasing some merch out of my brand new store. You can reach me at shop.spreadshirt.com/13degrees of gold. Guys, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs, water bottles, travel cups, phone cases, dog wear. We have it all. Go and shop today and support my cause now. All I see is pages out my window. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. It's your girl, Ashe Tuamadu, and I just want to welcome you guys to the show today. Guys, I have to admit, I have been on a little hiatus, but it's all for good reason. You guys, these energies have been really, really powerful, and I have been doing a lot of purging and expanding and growing and just up leveling and working on myself internally so that I can be, you know, useful and be of service to people, because that's what I really, really love to do. I just want to remind you guys that the Unconditional Love Movement is still going on. Go ahead and go to my website, shop.spreadshirt.com/13degrees of gold. Purchase a shirt. All proceeds that are collected from the purchase of your shirt will be used for me to spread unconditional love throughout the world, whether I am giving food away or putting on seminars for people or giving away free coaching sessions. Everything counts and it helps humanity as a whole. So go ahead and chip in. Get your shirt today, guys. So let's just get right into it. Let's talk about this eclipse energy. Okay, first of all, for my listeners who know me and for the ones who don't, I am a Capricorn sun, I'm a Capricorn moon, I'm a Leo rising. Okay, you guys, this energy is so powerful, especially I really feel it, you know, because Cancer is my exact opposite. And the moon was in, it was at 24 degrees in Cancer yesterday. 2 + 4 = 6. 6 is like the number of harmony. It's the mother of nurturing, the number of mothering. The number 6 literally looks like a woman who's pregnant, right? And I was born on January 6th. So I really resonate with the frequency of that degree in Cancer. And it's my exact opposite. Capricorn is divine father. Cancer is divine mother. So I really feel it. And I'm really tapping into my nurturing. I've been like hugging my kids more, like telling them I love them instead of getting mad. Cause I'm usually like the father figure, like really strict, like no crying, shut up, stand up, be good, did it, you know? And I've been like stopping in my tracks. I'm so proud of myself, guys. I've been like stopping in my tracks. And instead of like yelling and screaming, I'm like, oh, come give me a hug, right? Whenever they cry, I'm like, oh, you just need love, you know? So I'm really proud of myself because not only am I helping them heal, but I'm healing little Ashe too. Because that's all little Ashe too ever wanted was love. And she just wanted to be validated and accepted for who she was. And she just wants hugs. She still wants hugs. If you see me in the street, give me a hug, okay? But this energy is like super, super grand right now. And speaking of grand, it's the grandmother's moon. And it is in Capricorn. Guys, we are still in the eclipse energy. So what you do during the eclipse is you release. You release, guys. I'm talking about purge. Everything that is no longer serving you, let that shit go. When I tell you guys, yesterday from like probably like 7 a.m. until about 3 p.m., I was crying all day long. I literally was crying, listening to Oprah, listening to all these inspirational people, and just finding my destiny and like refining exactly what it is I want to do and just releasing fear, releasing limitations, releasing overly sensitive, like being sensitive, just releasing so much stuff that had been built up and had been stacked up in me over the years. Like I didn't believe how much, like how many tears I released, you know, and I just kind of curled up in a fetal position and I just felt it. Like I just sat in it and I just let it go. You know, like I feel so much better today. I finally just committed to doing what I want to do and I'm trusting myself. That was a big thing for me. I released not trusting myself because in the past I trusted myself so much and then the shit blew up in my face and it was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be trusted. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I should listen to somebody else. But that's never the case. You know, it is never the case. Always trust yourself. You know what's best for you, right? So, purge, release everything. The time is now. You guys can even do a burn ritual. If you don't know what a burn ritual is, grab a sheet of paper. I want you to split it in half, okay? On one half of the paper, I want you to write everything you want to release. I want to release lack. I want to release fear. I want to release not trusting. I want to release poverty. I want to release, you know, sadness. I want to release anger. I want to release worry. I want to release stress. I want to release my body weight. I want to release eating bad. I want to release not exercise. Like, whatever you want to release, right? Write it on one half of the paper. Then, on the other half of the paper, I want you to write the opposite of what you're releasing. So if you want to release lack, then on the other side, you're going to write abundance. If you want to release being overweight, you're going to write on the other side being the prime body weight. If you want to release, you know, worry, then you're going to trust. If you want to release fear, then you're going to love. Come on, guys. We know our, what are those? Antonyms, synonyms. They're antonyms. Synonyms are similar. We know our antonyms, okay? So, write the opposite on the other side of the paper, okay? Then, you are going to fold that paper in half. And I want you to take a pen and everything that you're releasing, draw a line through it, guys. If you could do this in blue ink, it's going to work so much better. Science have proven that blue ink, we remember blue ink. Our brains remember blue ink. So you want to remember this, right? Draw a line through everything you're releasing so your brain knows we're done with this. Then you're going to tear that paper in half and take the part that you're releasing and you're just going to make a statement to the universe. Do this in a bowl or outside or something. But make sure you're being safe because you're going to burn it with fire. But just go outside and make a statement. And don't release anything with bitterness or mad or angry because you're kind of keeping like that vibration that you want to release. You're kind of keeping that going, right? Like, this is what I always say. Thank you so much for everything you have done in my life. Thank you for bringing me to this point that I am at now. However, you are no longer positively serving me. Your services are no longer needed. I release you with love and light, and I attach you back to source energy. That way, everything that I'm releasing, I'm not looking at it as a negative or a bad thing or something that hurt me or scarred me. I'm looking at it as the vehicle that got me to where I am now. And now that I am at my next destination, I need a new vehicle. You know what I mean? Like the shoes I wore in seventh grade don't serve me any purpose today. I had to let those shoes go. So we're going to let those vehicles go and we're going to pick up new vehicles because we're forever expanding, right? So then you're going to burn that baby, okay? Fire is a wonderful element. We're coming into Leo. Go ahead and pull your fire out. Burn it. You can take the ashes, and since we're still in the Cancerian season, you can release it through water if there's a river, a lake. If not, you can flush it down the toilet. You can put it down your sink. If there's water on the side of the road, like if it was raining, just put it in the rainwater, and Mother Earth will accept that, take it away. If you don't have access to any water, which I don't believe is true, you can also bury your ashes and let new life grow from them. Buried it deep in the earth. Mother Earth loves all that kind of stuff. She takes it and she transforms it into light immediately, right? So I highly recommend doing a burn, some type of release ceremony, and letting everything go. Now, you guys, this eclipse is so powerful because there's something hooked up to it called nodal destiny. Now, I highly recommend you guys come on over to the Lunar Ladies Club with my personal mentor, Shannon Murray. We have a VIP club where we talk all about lunar, all about astrology, and we literally learn these things. So if I sound like an astrologist right now, thanks to my mentor, because I really don't know what I'm talking about. No, I'm playing. But you guys, come on over to Lunar Ladies. Find her at lunarladies.com. You can also look for her on Facebook. And if none of this is making sense to you, but you're intrigued and you want it to make sense, I highly recommend joining the collective that we have over there. And we all help each other. It's really cool. We take world events and we bring them back to like what's going on in the planets right now. It's so cool. You guys, ever since I started with Lunar Ladies, life just makes more sense for me. I know when to go outside. I know when to talk to people. If people are acting crazy, I know why. I know how to lay low. I know, like I'm just in the know now because I live by the moon, right? So I highly recommend doing that. But there's something called nodal destiny, and it's going to set the tone for the next 19 years. Everything you are doing today, everything you did yesterday, everything that's going on in this lunar energy, Capricorn, the eclipse, from July 2nd until now, you are setting the tone for your next 19 years. So if you can, I would like for you to sit really still, be at peace, get away from all the outside noise, and just take some really deep breaths in through your nose and feel that breath coursing throughout your body. And then I want you to keep breathing really deeply. And then I want you to get down into your bones. Feel deep inside your bones. What are you here to do? What are you here to do? Another way you can find out what you're here to do, Shannon Murray does those. She does do soul purpose readings. That's one way. But there's something even more practical that you can do as well, you guys. If you could choose something to do for the rest of your life and money was not an object, time was not an object, there were no limitations. It was just you and this thing that you would do every day for the rest of your life. What would it be? The first thing that comes to your mind. Don't like use your brain and try to figure out what it makes more sense to do this. Don't do that. What is the thing that pulls at your heartstrings that you would do for the rest of your life? I could tell you guys right now, for me, it would be to talk. Anybody who knows me knows I love to talk. I love talking. I love communication. I communicate in multiple ways. I'm interested in different languages, love languages, vibration, frequency. I like to communicate through sex. Like, I just love communication as a whole. I'm really, really into media and broadcasting. I believe I am here to communicate with masses and masses of people. Like, that's what I believe I'm here to do. I'm really good at it. I'm really good at talking to people. And if you never paid me a dime, I would still talk. So find out what it is that you do. Really, you know, get into that. And then let's focus there. Let's write some new goals. Let's write some new plans. Let's plan for the next 19 years because that's essentially where we're going. That's what we're getting into, okay? So let's find out what we're doing with ourselves and let's release what we don't need anymore. And I want to tell you guys something really, really, really phenomenal and cool that happened to me. Well, first, let me tell you my philosophy. I believe that everything that shows up in our outer world is a reflection of what's happening in our inner world. And I mean everything. I mean accidents you see at red lights. I mean people you see in the grocery store. I mean bugs you see, animals you see, the environment that you live in, the environment that you work in, where you shop, where you eat. I even mean the pain that you feel in your body. I even mean crazy accidents that happen to you. Everything is a reflection of what's going on the inside. And my personal belief is that we get these whispers, right? We get this little voice telling us, like nagging, kind of like, da, 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 don't do that. Or do this. Or, you know, like we're always being like receiving guidance. And I think we ignore it. We've been trained and programmed to ignore our emotions, to ignore our surroundings. Just part of like the rat race, the Rockefeller system, keeping people in fear, keeping people limited, right? And so I think it just comes second nature to us, or just to not pay attention to that kind of stuff. And so I think eventually what happens is it gets worse and worse and worse until it manifests physically in your body. Now you have cancer, or until it manifests physically in your car and then your engine blows up, or until it manifests, like, it's gonna get your attention some type of way, right? Now you have a bug infestation in your house. Now the pipes broke in your house, or your bathtub overflowed, or, you know, like all these catastrophe things that happen. It's gonna get your attention. So, I always look up the spiritual meaning, the symbolism of what I'm going through at that time. And you guys, when I tell you, like, okay, so you know how the internet is. You have to use your discretion. You have to set an intention to find the message that resonates with your personal story, right? Because everybody has different things. But set the intention to find out what this means for you. And then get on the internet and just do a little bit of research, right? So I'll give you guys an example. Last night, I had got a toothache. And the toothache had been coming for like 3 days, but last night it just reached its peak. You know, I was just like, oh my God, you know, like I can't handle this freaking toothache right now. So I went searching online. What is the spiritual meaning of toothaches? You guys, I found this article that was telling me about the different quadrants in my mouth. The upper left 8 teeth mean... what did it mean? That basically I was not following my heart. Like I wasn't choosing my desire. Like, I wasn't trusting myself. Like basically I was, you know, kind of like straddling the fence. I was doing what society wants me to do instead of following my heart type deal. So I had pain in my upper left quadrant. And that's exactly what I've been doing, what the article said. It said your lower left quadrant was if you're having family issues, you're not resolving issues within your family. Well, hey, that's completely true as well. Shit is coming up in my family and I am not saying anything about it. I'm choosing to be silent, thinking that I can do the inner work and it will just heal itself. But some things need, like, you have to have courage and you have to say what's going on, not in a volatile way or a demeaning or disrespectful way, but you have to stand up for yourself and say what it is. And you're able to voice yourself, voice your opinion. So I was having pain in that side too. And that's exactly what was going on. It also went on to tell you what happens with the upper right hand side quadrant. That's like your outward self, like how you present yourself to the world. Like if you're ashamed of yourself or something, when we all know that I clearly don't have that issue, right? So the right quadrant, upper side of my mouth is 100% fine. And then the lower right side quadrant is, I forget at the moment, but I don't have that issue either, right? And then she even went further to talk about what cavities mean. Cavities are like frustrations that you have let fester and you've held on to for a while and you haven't dealt with them. Plaque being in your mouth is you hiding from stuff. Like you think that like if it's, you could just take care of the outside and not work on the inside, right? And then like clenching your jaws when you sleep. You guys, I clench my jaws when I sleep sometimes. It has stopped, but it started to come back. It's like a form of anxiety. And I can't remember, you guys. I have to go find the article. But when I tell you the shit was so on point, I was like, oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit, for leading me to this article. Because I really believe that everything is connected spiritually. So let me get to the good part. That was the good part, right? Let me get to the next best part, okay? So I followed the advice of the, I followed the advice of the article that I read. I'm sorry, you guys. And while I was like reading this thing, I just started making conscious decisions to do, I just started making conscious decisions to go ahead and surrender the things that I was dealing with and to heal them. And I was sincere in my asking. And I say, you know, God, help me with this. Help me move through this energy. Show me what I need to do. Guide me. And I started receiving ideas, and I immediately started sending love to those situations that were internally bogging me down. And they're coming up right now because of the eclipse, because I need to release them. I'm just showing you how all this ties in right now, guys. And I started to release that shit and send love to it and light to it. And guys, I want you to know, I woke up this morning and I am pain-free. My mouth does not hurt any longer. Can you believe that? It's so amazing, right? I'm going to clap. That's just so freaking amazing. I healed myself. I cured myself with the medicine called consciousness. Being consciously aware of what is actually going on and not blaming it on an outside force like sugar or food or coffee. And, you know, a lot of people might argue and say, well, all this stuff has something to do with it. And that is true if that's what you believe. Anything you believe is your truth, right? And I believe that it has everything to do with my spiritual inner being trying to communicate with me. I believe pain is an indicator that I need to pay attention to something. And I think that that's it. I believe disease and sickness is all indications that, hey, you need to take a look at something. I do not believe that it is necessary. I do not believe that it's bound to happen to me, it's prone to happen to me. I don't believe that I need to take pharmaceuticals. You guys, I am a holistic healer. I do not use any over-the-counter anything, prescription, anything, unless it's like life or death. Meaning like I let the situation go so long that I am now admitted into a hospital and I have to follow the doctor's rules because I'm in a hospital. If I'm at home, best believe I'm working on my spiritual self. And I am up leveling and healing that shit. So if you are interested in learning how to do that, I am taking clients. Hit me up, guys. Let's work together. Email me 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. I can get you guys a free consultation to see if we're the right fit for each other. And we can take this thing to the next level. I also have different foods, different oils, different herbs that you can use in place of using medicines. Okay. I'm 100% a wellness advocate. I help people move from eating fast foods and eating like processed foods to eating more whole organic foods that I think food is a drug. And so if I'm going to take some drugs, I'm going to take the best drugs, right? So that's what I do. If you guys are interested, hit me up, 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. Okay. So I just wanted to tell you guys my philosophy on that. And I think everything's connected. And I have so many other examples of how this has been proven true in my life. Now, remember, law of attraction works for everybody. So whatever you believe is your truth. What I mean by that is if you believe that the sky is blue, law of attraction is going to say, yes, you are right. And law of attraction is going to show you examples of the sky being blue. I don't mean what you say out of your mouth. I mean what you believe in your heart. Whatever you truly believe is your truth and no one else's. No one else's. And this is what helped me get past needing people to understand me. That was the key thing that helped me. Understanding and realizing that, hey, her truth is her truth. His truth is his truth. And they are not wrong. I don't care about being right. I care about being happy. And the only way I'm happy is if I follow my truth, right? People always want you to agree with them and tell them that they're right. But you can't do that because y'all ain't cut from the same cloth. Y'all not made of the same stardust. You feel me? So what works for that person works for that person. And let them float that boat. You heard me? Do what's good for you. Follow your intuition. Whatever you feel resonating on the inside of you, Let that be it. Let people call you crazy. Let people call you dumb. Let people say whatever they got to say. Send them love. Send them light. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what that Bible verse actually means, right? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. They have no idea that their truth is their truth and your truth is your truth. So they are condemning you and they are judging you and they're putting you in a box because that's their box. That's their truth. I have a famous thing I tell my kids all the time. When people talk about you, that's what they think about themselves. Snap my fingers on that. That was some poetry for y'all. Whatever people say about you, think about you, feel about you, that's what they think about themselves, honey, because we are all a reflection of each other. So I purposely go out every day and try to find something to love about people, try to find the beauty in all things, because that is what I'm trying to do within myself. And as soon as I master it within myself, I have no problem finding the beauty and love in everybody else and everything else, right? And it's just a practice vibration. Just like being negative and complaining is practice, you can practice the opposite. It's just about you making a conscious decision. If you would like to make the decision to find love in all things, repeat after me. I decide, and today I choose love. I decide, and today I choose love. I decide, and today I choose love, right, guys? And I highly suggest choosing unconditional love. Do not love people based off of merit or conditions or what they can do for you or how they have done it, but love them just because love is all there is. You guys have been so wonderful. I still need some people for my tarot reading. If you're interested, email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. My girl, Tamara from Peony Lore, Oracle and Tarot, she is still giving away a free reading for somebody who wants to get in the hot seat and do a reading on the podcast. Make sure you guys hit me up to tune into that. If you know anybody who should be on my show, anybody who has a special healing modality, anybody with a phenomenal skill, anybody who is at the top of their game, on the rise to success, any celebrity, anybody who has golden nuggets that the masses of people need to hear, please hook me up with that person. Have them email me. You email me 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. I would greatly appreciate that. And you guys remember, you can support me just by listening to this podcast and sharing it with everyone who you know. You can also make a donation to the podcast. You can do that at cash.me/13degreesofgold. Or you can go to anchor.fm and click the support button and you can make a monthly contribution to my podcast to help me stay on the airwaves and keep doing this for the collective. I love you guys so much. And until next time, peace.